work, Claire?
Paper cone, Chairman. Obviously.
Can I suggest that we ask people to travel the road, maybe put
we're on the last
item there. The only change will be obviously the 6 month review of the integrated care partnership in September, Chairman.
And before we go, the last item that you mentioned is.
I'm going to put this in because I think my colleagues have been quite interested. I'm receiving, as possibly other staff, a few emails about how brain surgery is being dealt with in terms of the displacement of those patients to Ryde and elsewhere. And I was going to invite you to consider whether this body could monitor that and bring some information back. It's a good case study. I'm not criticising anything. It's a fact of life of what's happening. But I think we don't often get surgery which has such a profound impact in the community closing. And it might be a really good opportunity for us to learn more how we handle it. Because I'm sure there will be things we've got to work out. But I was very impressed with the latest one. Alison's kind of pragmatic approach to that. But I think it would be one that would be worth monitoring, because then at least in the public we can tell what the security is. Thank you, that's interesting.
I think we can add that to our request. There's just one item that is it's worth mentioning if you're down in the debate on board down in the Nikki. And that was, according to our work plan, we did have an item that should have been on the agenda, which was the information mental health services, and we haven't had a response. So,
Health Watch.
It's
Chairman, to clarify, it's a report from Health Watch. It's in draft form, and they can't release it until they've had comments from the Health Trust.
Thank you.
Apologies, Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, it's something we want to support you on. So.
Sorry, Chair, will you make sure that report is coming back to us
16th
of March?
Yeah, we'll ask
that.
Yeah.
Thank you. If there are any reasons or rationale, members' question time.